were recorded for quality assurance.
RDI.
Did you know that RDI Diamonds has one of the...
Thank you for holding.
Hi, RDI Diamonds. This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. This is Joanne in Valdosta. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, Joanne.
Valdosta, Georgia. I'm fine. I have my new rep since Crystal is gone. And guess what? I forgot her name.
Oh, yes. You work with Emily.
Emily, how can I forget that? Is she available?
Sure. Let me check for you, Joanne. One second.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Joanne. Go ahead.
She's off her line at the moment. Is there anything I can help out with at all?
Yeah, well, this is just looking right now because I don't want to have anything set until I have the time and so she and her husband can come in together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a 3-carat round, natural. Probably SI2, no lower than a G color.
Okay, and you want a GIA graded report with the diamond?
Well, I don't think, I know that's a lot more. I think her issue is having the size and having a natural rather, you know, than...
Okay.
But what we could do when the time comes when I call to let you know what time I have and that what time the husband's able to come in, I may want to see a GIA and then a non-cert, you know, so they can decide which way they'd want to go.
Okay. Yeah, most everything we'll have is certed in those size ranges. GIAs, of course, are going to be, you know, accurately graded.
Yeah, I know. What is it, IGI? Or?
There's EGL USA.
Yeah, EGL,
right,
yeah.
Is there,
I think,
a price range that you know you're...
Well, I told them that, you know, she's insisting on a natural, and I told her she's going to have to put up some bucks, and I don't think she cares.
Okay.
But I do want... You know, she doesn't really care if it's not a screaming, you know, VVS1. So the size is going to be more important to her. So what are the ranges for the, say, an SI2 G color? As long as it's a good cut. Or even if you have an I1, you know, that has a decent color and a good cut. I'm more interested in the color and the cut.
Right, okay. So to get like a GSI2 GIA, Joanne, I have a 3-carat that's a GSI2 GIA. It's a triple excellent cut, so phenomenal make.
Okay.
Plenty of brilliance in life, very clean and white. This is $32,100 for the diamond.
Okay. And how about a non-GIA?
No, everything I have is GIA, so
okay.
I don't have it. In this size range, I mean, more or less, they're going to come certified. If they're not certified, they're probably not accurately graded.
I understand that.
To give you a lower price point, I do have a really nice 301. This is an H color SI2 that's GIA graded.
Okay.
Triple excellent cut as well.
Okay.
$25,134 for the diamond. So this is priced a little bit lower. The main reason is the SI2 on this one's a little bit more lenient as far as the grading goes. Still faces up wonderful, though. Very white diamond and plenty of light.
Okay. And how about the cut? How it's not really deep, is it? I'm really...
No, this
you
is
said
a triple
it was a triple X. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, well, let me talk to her, and like I said, I don't want them sent out until I have a definite time for both of them to come in. And I just wanted to see what was available and just give her, she's coming in for something else on tomorrow or Wednesday. So I'll be able to give you a call and let you know when we want to go ahead with this. Okay?
Okay, great. I will be happy.
And you know, just out of curiosity, what would a 3-carat lab be? Of course, we're talking like a VVS1 or a VVS2.
Right, those will be definitely high color, high clarity. So I have a 302F color VVS2.
Okay.
Ideal cut for $1,057. I think you'd get a good laugh out of that one.
And you said it was 1,000. I'm sorry, 1,000 what? I was too busy laughing.
$1,057.
Okay. You know, I have been anti-lab, but there's so many stupid things going on in this world and so many other things, you know, that you could do with that extra money that might be more practical right now.
Oh, my God. Right?
Yeah, I know. I hate to say that. I really do, because I'm usually a purist, so I don't want to be a hypocrite. But all right. I guess you've answered all of my questions. And let me see when she comes in tomorrow or Wednesday and which way we want to go. And we'll take care of that. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
And I'll let Emily know you called as well.
I'm sorry? Tell Emily that I called and that we're tentatively shopping for this. Oh, one more question. What about a 2.5-carat natural in the same SI2 or I1, no lower, you know, GH color?
Let's see here. Okay, I have a this is a 270.
Okay.
H color I1 GIA graded.
Okay.
Triple excellent cut.
Okay.
This is $19,575 for the diamond.
Okay.
Or for a non-cert, I do actually have one non-cert in my inventory right now.
Okay.
Joanne, which is a 261.
Okay.
This is a G color I1.
Okay.
For $11,941.
Okay. And how does it look? I mean, what's the dimensions on it?
This measures, it's very well cut. It's 8.8 millimeters.
Okay. By
it faces up white. It's of course, you know, an I1, so it's not 100% I1.
It has
plenty of brilliance and life, and you know, of course, is white diamond.
Yeah, and it's eight by what's the depth of it?
Well, it's 8.8 millimeters by 5.3 is the.
Okay, and how about the 270? What's the dimensions on that?
The 270 is 9 millimeters, 9 by 5.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad I had sense enough to ask about that because give me one dimension of the 3 mil, the length of a 3 millimeter just offhand.
Oh, sure. About 9.2 millimeters.
Okay, so there's not... Again, she's looking for size. So that 270.
The 270 has a good spread, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Okay. All right. You have helped me immensely, and I'll be hollering at you later on in the week. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Joanne.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Yep, bye.